昨天晚上我们在一个500个人的聚会里面。
Oh, last night I was at the 500 people gathering.
然后这个 David 徐牧师他坐在我后面。
And the pastor David Xu was sitting behind me.
他说对不起，把你送到北边去了。
And he said, I'm sorry, I sent you over to the north side.
他好像一直好像放逐到北边。
He's like, you know, he sent me all the, to the obsolete area.
我跟他讲说 no, 绝对不是。
I told him no.
我说我 I truly enjoy that you're a small congregation, a growing congregation.
然后他说我实在是看到你这个小小的聚会，我很喜欢。
因为你们的教会就跟我的第二个教会一样。
Because your church is just like my second church.
也是一批然后出来然后在就职堂的教会。
And it's the same way, you know, we have a small group of people who came out and planted the church.
I want to just especially addressing some of your young people.
我想跟这些年轻人说点话。
我知道 I know you have paid a big price following your parents to come to plant a new church.
我知道你们来到这边建堂，你们牺牲得非常的大。
Because you gave up your friends.
你们就牺牲了你们在那边的朋友。
I know that you would not be a sacrifice, but I would be a sacrifice to God.
我知道说你这个牺牲真的就是为主而牺牲。
我的意思是，你们不是你们父母亲职堂的牺牲品，而是你们父母亲给神的祭物啊，这是一样的字。
Okay, so it says the sacrifice is not because you know you sacrifice for your parents. It's because it's a sacrifice of God.
You guys are not a sacrifice because your parents want to build a new church.
你们不是因为牺牲了，就是因为你们父母想要食堂而已。
But your parents have put you on the altar so that God would bring blessing to this church.
然后你们父母把你放在祭坛上面，所以神就会祝福这个教会。
I know you have a small youth group, and young people need friends.
我知道你们这些年轻人是很少数的，而且我知道你们非常需要朋友。
So for all you parents here, pay attention to their spiritual growth.
所以父母们真的你们要注意他们属灵的成长。
You will grow very well because you witness how your parents seriously serve the Lord.
你们看到你们父母怎么样在服侍神，你们就会在主里面怎么样的成长。
我自己有四个孩子。
I have four children.
刚刚讲过。
Somebody mentioned that.
我们现在是正式是所谓的空巢。
We are empty nesters.
所以当孩子们回到一起的时候，那是我们家最高兴的时候。
So whenever all the kids came back home, and that's the happiest time.
I miss those days. Now parents, I can't stand why parents said the kids are so noisy because I dream about kids coming back and be so noisy.
我有时候真的不了解，是不是有些家长觉得说，怎么小孩子那么吵闹？其实我好喜欢他们回来哦。
When the kids come back, they are so noisy, but it brings so much joy.
他们回来虽然很吵，可是我心里真的是充满了喜乐。
上一次孩子们回来的在一起的时候，然后他们坐在那里。
So last time when all the kids came home, they were sitting there.
我的大女儿然后在我们家的三角钢琴那里然后弹如露可慕溪水。
So my oldest daughter, she was playing the piano. She played as the deer.
Panted water, right?
Panted water?
It's fun. Okay, all right. And 从她那边弹钢琴我们就知道她还有爱主的那个灵命，对不对？
So when we see her playing the piano, we can see that she still loves the Lord. She has the spirit of loving the Lord.
我们也像其他的父母一样，从小就要求孩子弹钢琴。
So we are just like most of us here. We demand them to learn how to play piano.
虽然我们没有花一个小时$50的那个代价。
Even though we didn't pay the tuition for like about $50 an hour.
但是后来他们都不学了我们也觉得没有觉得说这个好像是这个投资浪费。
And later on, they decide not to continue to learn. We didn't think that's a waste of investment.
只要他们能够借着音乐，然后从这里面，然后能够侍奉主，然后从里面这个音乐圣乐里面，然后他们我们看出他有灵命，那我们才很满意。
So if we can look at them, you know, they can really truly worship the Lord with the music, and they do enjoy worshiping the Lord with the music, and we are satisfied.
我的大女儿说：“爸爸，这个 baby grand piano 可不可以给我？”
So my oldest daughter say, "Can you give me this baby grand piano?"
我说 ：“Sure. Once you bought your house, you can have it."
那我就说：“可以啊，你买了你自己房子，你就可以有了。”
我的二女儿看见姐姐要了钢琴。
So my second daughter saw that, said, "Oh, my sister is wanting the piano."
然后她就说：“爸爸，你的这些古董，中国的古董 ，Why don't you leave it for me?"
He said, "Well, why don't you leave me all those the Chinese antique for me?"
哦，我想到，哇 ，I thought you were anti-Chinese， 我是反中国的人。
Yeah, I thought you were anti-Chinese, he told his daughter.
因为他从小长大的时候，我们最不能接受的就是他最讨厌中国东西。
When she was growing up, she hated anything to do with Chinese.
哦，他认为他是美国人。
She considered herself as an American.
哦，所以忽然间长大了，他要爸爸的画字古董。
So it really amazed me, you know, when she grew up, she wants all the paintings, you know, the Chinese calligraphies.
Oh, I said, sure, I'll give it to
you. Sure, I'll give it to you.
Oh, I have two twin sons.
And I have two boys, they're twins. The older one.
I said, Baba, I want your Mazda RX-8, that sports car.
因为他儿子说：“爸爸，我要你那个马自达那个跑车。”
哎，你或许会想，这个牧师怎么会有 sports car？
So you're wondering how come the pastor has a sports car?
Don't forget, I used to do anesthesia. That's very good profession.
不要忘记以前我是麻醉师啊，所以我需要一个跑车。
哦，我没有需要。
I have it. It's not I need it.
That was my midlife crisis present.
就是我的中年过渡时期啊，所以我买了那个车。
I told my son, I said, Gabriel, that car is not worth too much money.
我就告诉我儿子，哎，那车子不值钱嘛。
And it needs repair all the time.
但是要常常要修哎。
然后他说我不管。
He said, "Oh, it doesn't matter."
因为他每一次开的时候，那女孩子都会看他。
He drives, you know, all the girls will follow him.
我的最小的那个 Michael.
My youngest Michael.
他就说了，他看到家里都被分了。
He said, "Oh my, a lot of things has been given out."
他说，爸爸妈妈，如果你们这栋房子以后不住的时候，留给我。
Think about the house, mom and dad. If you don't live in this house anymore, can you give me the house?
我要讲这个。
The reason why I'm talking about this.
因为我们的孩子，虽然他们不说，但是他们都期望从我们得到一些东西。
You know, even though our children did not say it, but they always want to have something from us.
但是或许你会想，我会把一些东西要留给我们的孩子。
Oh, so maybe you thought, well, yes, I want to give some stuff for my children.
今天来教会的路上，我们还在思考。下个礼拜三我们要跟律师要谈这遗产的问题。
Actually, on the way to church, we're still thinking about maybe drawing a will, you know, to go to the attorney's office to do that.
要给他多少，不要害他多少，然后这些都要先考量。
We have to think about how much to give to them and not to, you know, make them spoil them.
但是我相信你跟我们都会说，我们最宝贵的是我们的信仰，对不对？
But we.I bet each one of us wanted to pass down is our faith.
Knowing Jesus Christ is the most precious thing we have. Amen or not?
Amen.
Amen.
真的，认识主耶稣真的是我们最宝贵、最宝贵的东西。
所以我们怎么样把我们最宝贵的能够让我们的孩子知道
？So how can we let our children know what's the most precious thing?
所以他们也会想。从我们得到我们最宝贵的
，so they can receive what's so precious to us，
而不是你的房子
，it's not your house，
你的 mutual fund，
或是你的那个共同基金，
或者是你的车子，或者是租的房子
，or your car or the house that rented。
我今天从四个地方，从四个圣经里面，然后来看我们常常中国人父母、基督徒父母会犯的错误。
I would like to look into four places in the Bible to show that some misconception we have about the Bible. parenting?
第一个是
the first one，
我们今天我们父母，我们爱主，对我们的孩子是有长远的影响。
When we love the Lord, when we parents love the Lord, we have a huge impact on our children.
而且不是只是对我们的孩子，而是对我们的下一代，再下一代，再下一代，然后再下一代。
It's not just our children, but it's the next and the next and the next and the next generation.
今天我们爱主，我们认识神，我们服侍神。是有长远的价值，那是一个永恒的投资。
So today we love the Lord. There's a, it's very, very valuable. It's an eternal investment.
今天我来教会，今天我在教会里服侍，不是不会被神纪念，而是神要纪念我的孩子，他们的下一代。
Not only God will remember us, God will remember our next generation when we serve the Lord.
在十条诫命第二条
The second commandment in the Ten Commandment
我们常常会想到十条诫命只有这样十个短短的这个经文
A lot of time we thought, oh, it's only short Ten Commandments
因为要把它把这个蝙蝠排的可以放在一个 一幅图画上面
And we just think, oh, we can put all those in a little frame
第一个讲到是除了我以外不可有别的神
And the first one says, besides me there should be no other God
然后第二条讲到说你们不可侍奉其他的任何的假神
And they say you should not worship any other idols
但是在第二条诫命它最重要的后面的那里我们常常因为蝙蝠不够就把它拿掉
But the second half of the second commandment you know, because we can't fit into the frame we kind of delete it
它讲的是爱我的遵守我诫命的
And it says who loves me who obey my command
我要向他们显慈爱直到千代
I will give them my love until the thousand generations
这么大的应许但是我们常常在认识神的话语中我们就把这个最宝贵的应许就忘掉了
And this is such a huge promise that a lot of time we forgot about it
今天我们爱主认识他服侍他我们的孩子会被神纪念
Today we love the Lord, we serve the LordOur children will be remembered by the Lord.
今天我们爱主服侍神，远比我们为孩子开始准备 SAT 对他们的将来还重要。
Today, when we love the Lord, we worship the Lord, we serve the Lord, it's much, much more important than we helping them to prepare for the SAT test.
我相信有很多父母亲已经开始，我孩子要读哪一个学校，我要怎么样开始，不能输在起跑线。
So I bet a lot of you here, you're thinking about what my children should go for college, and you know they should be away ahead of everybody else.
当我问这个问题的时候，有的讲 ，My dad want me to go to Stanford. 他才十岁而已。
可能有的小朋友才十岁，那个爸爸就是要让他去念史丹佛大学。
哦，虽然我们没有讲出来，但是孩子也知道有这个压力。
Even though a lot of time we didn't say it, but our children had this kind of pressure.
因为我们认识神，我们跟神有一个特别的关系。
Because we know God, we have a special relationship with our Lord.
我们的孩子，神也与他们有特别的关系。
Even our children, they have a special relationship with the Lord.
我们刚刚从北京回来。
We just came back from Beijing.
然后再一次看到我们那些当初然后回去第一批海归的朋友。
Oh, we saw the first, my friends, that the first, group of friends who went back to Beijing.
然后我回来就打电话给我的儿女。
So I came home and I talked to my children.
我说你们需不需要 internship, 需不需要什么任何机会？爸爸现在在中国有好几个非常有关系的、有钱的朋友。
So I asked my children, do you need any internship? If you do, you know, I have a lot of friends that they are very famous that you know we can have special connections.
因为爸爸跟他有特别关系，你们都可以得福气。
It's because I have a special relationship with those friends, then you will be blessed by those people too.
我有一个孩子，然后两个孩子，他说好，你帮我安排。
So two of my children said, sure, arrange that for me.
我还有两个孩子还没有领悟到这个重要。
And the other two children, they haven't acknowledged that kind of importance.
他说 I can have my own friends.
他说：“我可以有我自己的朋友。”
啊，我们跟神有，我们服侍他、爱他，神就当把我们的孩子当做他们是特别的。
So serve the Lord, we love the Lord, God look at our children as special.
这也在哥林多前书第七章里面那里所讲的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you mentioned that.
你们家中若有一个人是信主的。
If you say, if one of you love the Lord,
他讲到是中间有一个是妻子或者是丈夫是信主的。
And because in here it says maybe just one husband or a wife know the Lord.
神也把你的孩子、你的家看为圣洁。
Even though God will still view your family as holy.
你看到圣经里面一个人家中一个人信主，神就把那一个家都看为是一个圣洁特别的。
So in the Bible it says even just one person in the family who know the Lord, God will view that family as holy.
所以今天我们服侍神、爱他、认识他是长远的，而且对我们的下一代是有益处的。
So it is beneficial for our next generation when we love the Lord, we serve the Lord, we truly know the Lord.
第二个，还有一个，我们也是常常基督徒父母会有一个错误的观念。
And there is a second misconception of a Chinese Christian parent.
那就是今天我在，尤其是在美国，我们的孩子的信仰是不是我需要来坚持？
And sometimes we wonder, should we be persistent about their faith in Christ?
而我们从国内或者是从国内来的弟兄姐妹们，我会觉得哦，我们今天我们认识的神，是我们神给我们特别的恩典，这我们知道。
A lot of people from China will say, today we know the Lord. It's we have a special grace from the Lord.
但是或许我们的小孩子还小，让他们自己在信仰上，让他们自己做这个决定。
We think that well, our children are still so young; they can make their own decision later.
或者是因为我们信主信的晚，孩子已经大了，所以在将来这个是神你自己去跟他们去解决这件事。
Or maybe we just know the Lord in a later life, and our children has grown already, and they can make up their mind later.
但是圣经的教导是我们，尤其是做男人的。
But in Bible it says, especially as a father and a husband,
我们需要在家中站起来，然后有属灵领导的。地位跟责任。
So as a husband or a father, we need to become the spiritual leader of the family. We have that position.
所以在约书亚记里面，他在当年长的约书亚，他说那一句很有名的话。
And Joshua, in Joshua, when he was old, he mentioned this statement.
他说：“至于我和我的家
，He says, as for me and my family,
我们必侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.”
这一个不是说这个是所谓的 spiritual tyranny， 这个属灵的暴君一样。
It doesn't that mean that it's a spiritual tyranny。
也不是所谓的属灵的这种这个独裁的。
It's not dictatorship either。
但是这个是我们做爱主父母亲，我们在信仰上的一个坚持。
But we have to be persistent. We have to insist on that.
那我们既然把我们的孩子看作是神所赐给我们的、赏赐我们的财产
，So a lot of us we view our children as inheritance that God given to us.
啊，你们中间没有以为是财产哈，是神给我们的产业。
So you know that's not your property, it's inheritance from the Lord.
然后我们有这个福气，我们也有这个责任。
So we have the blessing, but we also it also comes with a responsibility.
既然你是蒙神祝福，在我家长大，我就有这个属灵的坚持。
So if you have this blessing, you grew up in this household, so we're going to insist.
所以没有错，孩子小的时候，我们可以牵他到教会来；再大一点，可以拉他耳朵，让他到教会来。
So when they were little, you know, we can bring them to church, and when they were older, we can pull them and drag them to the church.
哦，说的是，但是。我们做父母的，我们在属灵上要坚持，我们的家是服侍神的。
So in the spiritual realm, we need to know that me and my family will serve the Lord.
所以有的时候孩子说：“哦，我不想到教会去。”
So a lot of children will say, "I don't want to go to church."
哦，然后你要怎么样？是你妥协呢，还是就让你再多睡一下？
So how do you respond to it? Do you compromise and say, well, go ahead and sleep more?
如果是选择是跟他们孩子去 laser tag, 或者是到 youth group, 你要怎么样来做 这个属灵的领导的决定。
So if they want to go out for another activity or you want to bring them to church, what kind of decision are you going to make?
当我们父母亲爱主认识神的时候，我们怎么样的教育孩子，我们在神面前我们有一个坚持的那样的需要做的决定。
We have this major decision we have to make when we serve the Lord. We have to make this decision.
有许多的基督徒的父母亲犯这样的错误。
And there's a mistake a lot of Christian parents made.
我听到也很多啊，就是如果你成绩不好，我就不让你去 youth camp.
They were saying, you know, I won't let you go to the youth camp if you don't pass, if you have a really bad report.
如果你不把功课做完，你不晚上不可以去 youth group.
So if you don't finish your homework, you cannot go to the youth group.
这个是我无法想象的。
It's hard for me to imagine.
Why would Christian parents use going to church as a lure or should it be a punishment?
怎么可以说把这个东西当作是一个处罚，或是当作一个引诱？
你功课不好，你就不让他去参加青少年团契。
So if they don't have good reports, so you don't let them go to the youth group?
常常我们的价值观，基督徒的价值观，我们需要被提醒。
We have to be reminded of our Christian value.
年轻的一代，他们已经有很大的引诱，然后社会、世界要把他拉从教会里面拉走。
You know, there's all kinds of temptation around the world, and the world wants to pull our youth away.
星期六晚上我们怎么样教导他们说，你们是要赶快睡觉，还是我让你继续玩下去？
So on Saturday night before Sunday, do we just let them, you know, hang around and stay longer, or tell them to go to sleep earlier?
甚至有许多的父母亲说，哦，礼拜天下午不让他去聚会，因为他们需要收心来读书。
And some parents may say, oh, Sunday afternoon, we won't let them go to worship because, you know, we don't want them to get wild.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要知道我们爱主是对我们的孩子有益处。
We really, really need to know when we love the Lord is beneficial for our children.
第二个我们要晓得是我们有属灵的权柄，我们需要坚持。
The second thing, we have the spiritual authority, we need to be persistent.
但是第三个，我也常常我们中国人的基督徒的迷的一个迷思。
But there's a third thing that we have a misconcept.
那就是我们把孩子带到所谓的基督教的环境里面，对我们是有好处。
And we think, oh, we bring them to the Christian environment, it's good for us.
基督教讲是要孝敬父母。
It says, you know, we have to honor and respect our parents.
哦，那我如果孩子在教会里面长大，比教会外面的孩子要好多了。
So if the children grow up in the church, it will be better than those kids that did not grow up in the church.
你知道，年轻的这一代知道他们来教会是几个原因
？Do you know the few reasons that they came to church for those youth?
因为他的父母亲要求他学中文。
Because parents asked them to learn Chinese.
保持中国文化。
To keep the Chinese heritage.
第二个是来了这边是因为他有其他好的朋友，所以他们会有这个要读大学的这个朋友。
So they have some good friends in the youth group, or they have some friends that were in college.
但是对父母亲，中国父母亲讲说，我的孩子爱主，他们就会孝敬我。
And a lot of times we'll think, oh, if they love the Lord, you know, they will respect us.
因为圣经讲说你们要孝敬父母，这是第一条带有应许的诫命。
Because in the Bible it says you need to respect and honor your parents. This is the first commandment that comes with a promise.
但是你知道主耶稣也说过这一些话吗？
But do you know Jesus say something else?
他说爱父母胜于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
It says anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
任何人爱他的父母甚至爱我的不配做我的门徒。
And those who love their father and mother more than me is not worthy of me.
任何人爱他的儿子爱他儿女的也不配做我的门徒。
And anyone who loves their son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
这是好大的一个基督教跟我们的孝道的张力。
Isn't this a conflict between the Christian and the Chinese concept?
今天我们要求我们的孩子爱主，不是因为将来他会孝敬我们、孝顺我们。
So the reason why we ask them to love the Lord is not because we want them to respect us or honor us.
所以今天我们要求孩子爱主，是他们爱主，甚至超过他们爱我们。
We want them to can really love the Lord, love more than loving us.
这个你我愿意吗？
Are you willing to do that?
我刚刚讲到，我向你们中间的那年轻人致敬哈，这是 salute to the young people.
Yeah, I salute to the young youth group.
因为我开始的第二个教会的时候，我们也有十对这个父母亲。
For our second church, we planted, we have 10 parents.
我感谢主，因为他们十对是爱主，然后也服侍神。
And those 10 couples, they truly love the Lord, they serve the Lord.
我前几天跟祝牧师讲，给我十对爱主的父母亲，我也能够做像你们做这样子啊，神也可以使用我们做大事。
So I told Pastor Drew that if I have 10 couples who truly love the Lord, I can build a church too.
With God's help.
With God's help. 神的帮忙。
但是我最宝贵的一件事情。
But the most precious thing I have.
是在这十对父母亲中间，然后他们的一个孩子也出来做服侍。
And then among these 10 couples, maybe one child from them came out to serve the Lord.
啊，他现在是我的 boss.
Now he's my boss, 是我老板。
因为他是我们教会的 youth and worship pastor.
He's the youth and worship pastor, 是那个青少年还有敬拜的那个牧师。
因为他回来在我们的母会做 youth and worship pastor， 然后我回来，他的 seniority 还比我高。
So he came back, you know, as the youth and worship pastor, but then, you know, he has a higher position than me.
Herman Lee is his name.
他的名字叫 Herman Lee。
所以今天我也盼望你们中间，你们这一些出来做 pioneer 的 parents 里面。
So I truly hope that among you, know, you, some of you who are pioneers,
那你们的第二代也有人出来也愿意服侍神。
So maybe some of your second generation will come out and serve the Lord.
那我们做父母亲的，我们不会说你不可以做这样的事情。
So, you know, as parents, we shouldn't stop them.
因为我也有碰过许多的父母亲说这种话。
Because I know a lot of parents say that.
你如果放弃读 Berkeley， 你去读神学院，我就不再信耶稣了。
So if you give up, you know, if you give up going to UC Berkeley instead of going to UC Berkeley, you go to seminary, then I won't believe in Jesus anymore.
如果你再这样子爱主，我在教会里面就不服侍了。
So if you love the Lord more than me, and I won't serve the Lord anymore.
或许你现在听起来会笑笑。
So maybe you'll kind of laugh at this.
但是如果你的孩子说 Mom or Dad, I want to be a missionary, 你的答案会是什么？
So what if your children to say, 妈妈爸爸，我想以后当宣教士，你们 So what your reaction would be?
或许我们不必讲那一些。
Well, maybe we don't have to say about that.
如果你的孩子说，我愿意来带主日学，我愿意来帮助青少年团契。
So maybe one of our children will say, oh, I want to lead a Sunday school, or I want to help.
你会阻止他，或者说你会说，你去多读书，赶快去预备其他的功课。
Will you stop the child and say, you know, go prepare your homework?
第四个我讲到我们基督徒，华人基督徒常常在教养孩子上面有的迷思。
And there's another misconcept we have as Christian parents.
那就是我们中国人是以我们的孩子为荣的。
And you know, our Chinese people, we're so proud of our children.
但是你看圣经里面，他都是讲说，你们的子女要以父母为荣，是倒反的。
But in the Bible, it's the opposite. It says parents are the pride of their children.
你如果在看的时候，将来你的孩子要纪念你们的父母亲。
And he says, in the future, children need to remember your parents.
然后而且是以他们为荣。
And be proud of your parents.
啊，你想想看，我们这个跟我们是完全相反。
Isn't this totally opposite with our traditional Chinese thinking?
我们中国人会以，哦，我的孩子才七个月而已，他就会爬了。
Sometimes we will say, oh, my child is only 7 months, he can crawl already.
他九个月就会讲第一个字。
And at 9 months, all he can utter the first word.
我们教会也有一个七岁就可以到 Carnegie Hall 去弹钢琴去。
And someone in our church can go to Carnegie Hall and play the piano.
我相信你们也会有一个，我的孩子 SAT 只差十分而已就满分。
And we will sometimes we'll be boasting, say, oh, my child was only 10 points short of the full score of SAT.
我们都是以我们的孩子为荣。
We're so proud of our children.
但是圣经里面讲，是因为你父母亲爱主服侍他，儿女要以父母为荣。
But in the Bible it says, because our parents love the Lord and serve the Lord, and we should be proud of our parents.
我要跟你讲，分享我自己的父母亲在我身上说的。
I want to share with you about my parents, what they did for me.
我的爸爸妈妈，我们是第三代传道人的家。
We are the third servant of the Lord, third generation.
Third generation pastor's family.
Pastor's family.
爸爸妈妈每一次都提醒我们这一件事情。
My parents always reminded us.
你到教会去是应该是。满满的去，但是绝对不从教会带东西回来。
We always say you need to go to the church with full of your stuff, but don't take anything away from the church.
对我们是在牧会的时候是一个很好的一个提醒跟一个准备。
You know, it's a very good reminder and the preparation of our hearts when we pastor the church.
但是我母亲做一件事情，常常的这样做，是我们最大的一个提醒。
And one thing my mother does is a very good reminder for me. For
你们教会有爱宴吗
？Do you have a love feast in your church?
你们目前没有啊，但是你们知道什么是爱宴
？You know what is a love feast?
我们到教会，然后每一个家人准备一盘，对不对
？That it's like a potluck, you know, everybody brings some food and we'll eat together.
我妈妈每一次她做的都是新竹炒米粉。
And my mom, she always make 新竹 fried rice noodle.
这是她爱宴每一次都会做的。
And this is one dish she always make for the love feast.
你也知道，你家里有多少人，你就带多少东西了，对不对
？But you know the rules, right? If you have four people in your family, you bring enough food for four people.
我们家只有五个人，但是她每次都做25个人份。
We only have 5 people in our family, but he cooked for 25 people.
我家里有一个盆子，那个是装 turkey 的，然后也是普通在装新竹炒米粉。
And we have a huge turkey pan, and she used that to put the fried rice noodle.
他也做，也放了很多的这个材料在里面。
She put a lot of very nice ingredients in there.
你知道这个是餐馆，如果做这样的话，一定是关门的。
You know, if the restaurant would do that, they won't get any profit.
然后他也会花很多的时间在准备，但是锅子很小，所以他要做好几次。
And she spent a lot of time preparing it because the pot is only so small, so it took her a long time to prepare them.
他也不会，他不准许给我们来偷吃一点。
And she would not allow us to just sneak a little bit.
从小他就讲，这个不是给人吃的，是给神吃的。
When we were little, she would say, "This is not for people. This is for the Lord."
什么时候我们变拜拜的人
？So it's like you know we're worshiping.
这是拜拜的才是给神吃的。
Yeah, it's like you know we're worshiping the ancestor.
我很清楚知道。
But I truly know.
因为每一次带这一盘这么重的盘子到教会，都是我的责任。
Because it's my responsibility to carry such a heavy pan to church.
他包起来以后，然后叫我坐在车子里面 ，Don't spill it， 我放在我脚上面。
So I'm the one, you know, carry and put on my leg, and so you know it won't move.
你看看这么一盘这么重，25人吃的新竹炒米粉又那么热，在一个小男孩的脚上面。
So can you imagine it's so hot, you know, for 25 people, so heavy, and put on my little boy's leg?
拿到教会里面去。
And I have to take it into the church.
教会的那一排的食物在哪里？
And I can see all those nice food on the table.
人家都那么小。
And I see those small dishes that other people brought.
那个礼拜如果都是鸡便宜，全部都是鸡。
So if you have the chicken is on sale, you see a lot, all kinds of chickens.
为什么你们在笑
？Why are you laughing？
你也可以知道，有一些人是从店里面买的。
You know, some people bought them from the store.
I know that dish. This is $4.99.
说我们认出来，哦，那是那那个我看过，4.99。
哦，都是便宜的。
It's the cheap dish.
为什么我们家吃五个人做这么大一盘？
How come we have only five people when we made like 25 people food?
爸爸妈妈又在讲一件事情。
So my parents reminded us.
站在那里，你们不准先拿。
He reminded us.Do not go get the food first.
给别人先拿。
Let somebody else go first.
It's not fair.
那不公平啊。
我们带这么多，我们又不先拿。
And we brought so much, we can't take it first.
妈妈又说这样的话。
Then my mom said something else.
你拿的时候，不要拿多。
She said, don't take too much.
如果吃不饱，我们回去的路上再吃。
If you're hungry, then we'll eat more when we get home.
Why?
为什么？
别人都是 I don't know any of you, okay?
我不晓得你们是怎么做哈。
不是。我不认识你们任何人，所以如果讲到你觉得是我在讲你的话，那是圣灵责备，抱歉。
I don't know any of you, so if they're asking something against you, you know that must be from the Holy Spirit.
妈妈带孩子。
My mom would take us.
哦，不是 my mom, 别人的 mother, 然后有些母亲，我不是母亲，有些家长。
Some parents.
小孩子多拿一个。
Some parents will say, let's take more. Let's take more. Hurry.
不要钱的。
It's free.
妈，我不要。
And the children will say, no, I don't want it.
笨蛋。
It's cool.
这个很贵的。
It's expensive.
留给你爸爸。
You save some for your father.
如果你们笑的话，我再说一次，我不认识，我不再讲任何人。
So if you're laughing, you know, I just want to, us again remind you, I don't know any of you.
孩子如果是拿的盆子，多拿，好，多拿。
So if the children hold the plate, we'll say, get more.
因为多少次我们在清这个垃圾的时候，一盘一盘的没有吃完的就在里面。
But you know, a lot of time we look at the trash can, there's a lot of food wasted in there.
我现在知道。
Now I know.
父母亲他们爱主侍奉主是真实的。
It is true that the parents truly love the Lord and serve the Lord.
人家不那么专心，但是我的父母是专心的服侍神。
But maybe some people does not truly serve the Lord, but my parents truly serve the Lord.
我们知道什么是侍奉的真意。
We know what's the true meaning of serving the Lord.
因为父母亲的摆上是认真的。
Because their sacrifice is real.
如果我们的孩子从小是到教会是认为是我可以多拿，不要钱，多拿。
If our children were raised with this kind of concept to get more and more and more.
你我不要太惊讶，他们对我们的服事，我们的信仰有个问号。
So don't be surprised, they will have a question mark on intention to serve the Lord.
以后一年、五年、十年以后，
after 1, 5, or 10 years later,
我们的孩子对我们的信仰是什么评价？
What kind of a value system will they have on our faith in God?
他们将来是不是有一个好的榜样？
Did we set a good example for them?
他们在回想的时候，我的父母是不是给我做了一个好的侍奉的榜样？
They were thinking, well, did my parents set a good example for us when they served the Lord?
今天我们要做那个决定。
We have to make that decision.
但愿圣灵自己提醒我们每一个人。
May Holy Spirit remind each one of us.
我们起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们为我们的孩子来感恩。
We thank you for our children.
特别在母亲节来到的前一个礼拜。
Especially a week before Mother's Day.
我们为所有爱主、服侍你的母亲、敬虔的母亲，我们来感恩。
We We thank you for all the mothers who truly love you and serve you.
我们也为在座的的丈夫做父亲的爱你的，我们也感恩。
We also want to thank you for the father or the husband who serve you.
我们就愿敬虔的父母亲在家里能够有美好的服事的榜样。
We hope these parents who serve you, love you, can set a good example.
不但是你借着他们祝福这个教会。
Because you bless this church through them.
你也祝福他们的家，因着他们爱你服事你。
You bless these family because they serve you and they love you.
主啊，我们当中有所谓的属灵的单亲的。
Maybe we have some single parent among us.
主啊，你也继续帮助他们。
Continue to help them.
主啊，改变的能力是在你。
You're the one has a changing power.
主啊，就从改变从我们先开始。
Please change our hearts first.
主啊，我们也把我们的孩子仰望在你手中。
Dear Lord, we put our children in your hand.
主啊，就保守他们。
Please guard them.
主啊，我们愿意他们能够爱你，甚至比我们更爱你。
We hope they can love you more than they love us.
这是我们的祷告，我们的心愿。
This is our prayer. This is our will.
主啊，就求你祝福这个教会。
Please bless this church, Lord.
不但是在这里被这时候被兴旺。
It's not just we are established at this time.
而且是他们的后代也被兴旺。
And the next generation will be raised up too.
当以后。他们在回想这个教会的时候，他们就知道他们的父母爱你，然后为他们做了美好的榜样。
So they can remember when they think about this church, they will see how their parents love the Lord and serve the Lord and setting such a good example for them.
在他们生命中，他们也知道这个是他们的祝福的开始。
So in their life, they truly know that this is the beginning of their blessing.
这里是多人蒙福的开始。
It's a blessing for all kinds of people.
我们为这些感恩。
We thank you for all these.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.